This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. This weekend's edition of All Things Considered will introduce a new round of the writing project known as 3-Minute Fiction. It's an opportunity for listeners to exercise their creative writing prowess. The idea came from program host Guy Raz, and he joins me by phone, preparing for the next installment of fiction writing. Guy, the popular contest is returning. For those unfamiliar with 3-Minute Fiction, share about the concept and competition.
What it basically is, it's a writing contest on our program, Weekend All Things Considered. And what we do is we bring on a judge, usually a prominent fiction writer, and that judge throws out a challenge. And we ask you, people who listen to our program, to write a short story based on that challenge. A story, and it's got to be a story that can be read in about 3 minutes. It can't be more than 600 words long. And we've now had, we're now entering round seven. We've had six rounds of this contest since June of 2009, and it's just been an incredible hit.
Well, how difficult is the decision-making process by the judge?
That's a good question, because if you can believe it, Bob, over these previous six rounds, we've had 35,000 submissions from our listeners. And so what happens is every story, of course, is read. And we can't do it alone. My staff on Weekend All Things Considered is a small group. It's only nine of us. So what we do is we've enlisted friends from the Iowa Writers Workshop, creative writing master's students at New York University. They help us out. They help us read through the stories. And eventually we'll give a pile of about 100 to 200 stories, stories that we think are really the best one, to our judge. This round, the judge is an incredibly gifted young fiction writer. Her name is Danielle Evans. She wrote a book called Before You Suffocate Your Own Fool Self. It came out last year. She's going to be the ultimate arbiter, the one who picks the ultimate winner for round seven.
Well, Guy, as we have these guidelines, and there's different scenarios that the stories are set upon, there's been a round where the story has to contain a joke but also can make you cry. What tends to grab you personally when you look at some of these stories?
You know, the thing about microfiction is it can be anything. The stories, at least for me personally, that that have struck me are the ones that are a moment, you know, a sort of a snapshot of a scene or a time and a place, stories that are impressionistic. And that really has been a kind of a theme with a lot of the winners.
What can you share about one of the recent past winners, and have they had subsequent entries into other rounds?
Yeah. Well, last round, the winner was Laurie Anderson from Lubbock, Texas. She was a graduate student in creative writing. She beat out over 6,000 entries, and she wrote a story called A Saint and a Criminal, and it was a very, very complex, beautifully written story about a sister remembering her brother's transgressions. Her brother was in jail. All of the things that she wanted to say to him and all of the anger that she wanted to express towards him. The last scene is she arrives to the prison, to the jail, to visit her brother during visiting hours, and she opens her mouth, and we're ready to hear what she has to say, and the story ends. I mean, you can talk about a real cliffhanger.
Part two or the conclusion may be coming in this round.
And it's possible.
Well, Guy, definitely looking forward to the reveal coming up this weekend and another round of 3-Minute Fiction. Thanks for your time.
Bob, thank you so much.
Now, the winner of 3-Minute Fiction will have their story read on Weekend All Things Considered and be interviewed by Guy about their short story. Official rules and information of 3-Minute Fiction can be found this weekend at npr.org.